Welcome to Tools of the Trade, ladies and gentlemen. Do we have volume there? Give me a bit more volume on this chitar, John. Sorry about the buzz, ladies and gentlemen. There's just a good ground scenario here at BFM that we have to live with. Now, this may or may be something that you've noticed. Guitarists, bass players, slide guitarists, sitarists, using instead of their fingers, fingers are a viable option, but the pick, ladies and gentlemen, right now I'm playing with a soft pick. Now, I don't know, I feel like if I'm playing a soft pick, I should go like a C chord. Do you hear it kind of just washing over the...
Do you have any guitar picks from famous musicians?
No, I don't want to... It's hard to catch that kind of thing, isn't it? So this pick that I'm playing with right now, they get down to the real nitty-gritty. This is 0.6 millimeters.
It's soft.
Yes, it's soft, kind of like a very folky... That's why I'm doing folky chords. I'm going to move up the scale now. I'm going with
Shall I quickly chip in and go?
Well,
otherwise known as a plectrum, is a small flat tool used to pluck or strum a stringed instrument. For handheld instruments such as guitars and mandolins, the plectrum is often called a pick, and it is a separate tool held in the player's hand. In harpsichords, the plectra are attached to the jack mechanism. You're obviously going for the handheld version.
Yeah, I just thought, because, you know, you see people strumming away with these things, and you also see them on stuck to mic stands quite a lot, and people probably don't, they're like, what does that even mean? But, you know, we're starting to get into rock territory now. I'm kind of rocking.
Rock!
Yeah, this one's a lot thicker. This is like a millimeter style, so probably could do with a bit more gain. Maybe even compress it, you could hear it a bit better. You see how it's like just a bit more nuggety?
It's actually me playing the guitar, if you're wondering.
I'm actually on the I'm on the bridge pickup now. I'll just move it up to the middle. Sorry, the buzz will just sound different. No, I think we're better on the neck, on the bridge. You hear the pick. And lastly, but certainly not least, Kurt Cobain's dabbled with this. My favourite is Brian May of Queen. He plays with a British sixpence, which I... right now I'm actually playing with a coin I got from Rarotonga, which is actually triangle, like a pick. It's a $2 coin. So very like... You can really dig in with a coin.
I found this little piece of information on how to pick your pick, and it does say something about different materials. It says stone, wood, leather, and other more exotic materials.
Oh, I forgot. I've got a little wooden pick. I didn't bring it with me. Damn it.
Certainly have their place. Two, both as aesthetically beautiful items and as alternative tone generators. In general, the harder and denser the material, the more crisp and cutting the resulting sound. As with guitar bodies and necks, wood picks can impart a variety of tones, ranging from brighter and more articulate to earthier, warmer sounds from softer woods. Do you want me to carry on with stone picks?
No, that's really good. I feel like you were going to go to the territory of the, what is it, that Jack Black movie where there's that pick from the Devil's Tooth?
Oh, is there?
Yeah. I always thought a jade pick would be cool. Hey, but just while I'm playing a coin pick, I thought this is like my one opportunity to play Queen on BFM. So what song have I got loaded up there, John? It's from A Night at the Opera. If you haven't heard this record by Queen, it's absolutely fucking classic. But there's some great Brian May squealing here with this British sixpence coin. You're welcome.
Pistons are pumping.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Queen on 95 BPM, Sucked In. That's a song called I'm In Love With My Car. But the key point there, I didn't mean to chuck a pun in there, by the way, it just happened. Brian May playing with a British sixpence. I've got my very own one here, but John just needs to turn the volume right up on the... No, not the 808. There you go.
Sorry, I'm just reading the text machine.
What does You're Still Talking mean? We're doing a piece here, friend.
Someone has also said, who is singing this?
That's a good point, actually. I don't know. That didn't sound like Freddie Mercury, did it?
No, it didn't.
It could actually be Brian having a stab. No way. I don't know. Extra points if you can figure that out. Right, now the next realm here is just straight down to finger picking.
Now, what you don't get to experience, because this is a radio show, is the fact that Big Hungry on his right hand has claws like a cat. And are you finger picking now? Is this your finger picking style?
Well, I mean, it's just... So, what I thought was quite nice, we had Steve Gunn up a little while ago, and a master of playing the top string is like a bass string when you're like a solo party by yourself, so he'll be like... That's shit, but you know what I mean.
I was like, you trying to play Metallica into Sandman?
No, I'm keeping it simple. I'm just A&E. I don't want to like play any like anyone else's songs or anything like that. I'm just trying to give people examples here.
But blush, mate.
But,
it's okay if you will.
Steve uses a thumb pick, which you slide onto your thumb, and then it kind of comes off in a bit of an angle, and it gives him a really good pick vibe scenario. I managed to pull a live in studio 95 BFM 2 weeks ago. Night Wanderer. Should we give people a listen to Steve Gunn laying it down?
Might remember this from a few weeks ago, and it's great to listen back to it and go, "Wow, that actually sounded awesome on the radio." Hope you enjoyed that show as well.
Get rid of this buzz.
Go for it.
Go, mate, go for it. Steve Garner.
the garden, moon troll. Black cat watching seems to know what you're doing, where you're going, where you end up when the morning comes. He does the same thing, he likes to wander, lose direction and go back home.
Steve Gunn there.
Live in the BFM studio.
Absolutely beaut. From a couple of weeks ago. So what was happening right there? Steve Gunn had a thumb pick on, which essentially just wraps around your thumb so your thumb can fly freely and the other fingers play the melody while the thumb generally plays the bass line. I guess that realm is really getting into like bluegrass. You know, if you watch banjo players, they'll have a pick stuck to every finger. Like John said, I've sort of grown my fingernails out because I actually... not that I finger pick so, but I like to just get all my fingers in up on the strings.
And I also enjoy scratching people.
Oh, it's just great for bumps as well. Yeah, I'm a fucking maniac, mate. yeah, saber tooth. Hey, what can go? You can go even further here, but I think maybe we'll save it for next week. There's things like Jimmy Page played with an actual violin bow instead of a pick.
There's do you have a violin
yes,
bow?
Yes, I do. I'll bring it in. I've got a cello bow, actually. It's not. I don't have resin for it, so it doesn't really work very well. But also there's e-bows and a thing called a gizmotron, but I think we'll cover that next week. Hopefully that kind of gave you an idea of what people, when you see them on stage, are holding in their fingers. You know, some bass players play with a pick, some don't. Just you get a rounder sound without a pick, and you kind of get a more aggressive sound with a pick, I guess that's what I would say. Hit that outro, Sting John.
Tools of the Trade.